With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are appealing for information following a serious crash along Bodentown Road that left a driver hospitalized. The incident occurred around 12:10 a.m. Sunday when a truck traveling eastbound reportedly left the road and crashed into a utility pole after passing the lighthouse. Emergency responders, including firefighters and ambulance crews, attended the scene and rescued the driver, who sustained serious injuries to the head. The RCIPS says investigations are continuing, and anyone with information is urged to contact the Traffic and Roads Policing Unit. A former swimming instructor is facing deportation after admitting to possessing child abuse material. Here's Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks.
Brenton St. Clair Armstrong was sentenced in the Grand Court after investigators found a single video of child pornography on a USB drive at his home. Although Armstrong accepted responsibility for the possession, he challenged the circumstances surrounding the offense. Following a Newton hearing where a defendant enters a guilty plea but disputes the facts as presented by the Crown, Justice Peters rejected his explanation and found that he knowingly kept the file. The court imposed a 10-month prison sentence, suspended for 2 years, and ordered a 5-year sexual harm prevention order. Armstrong is prohibited from working with children and faces restrictions of his use of internet-capable devices and digital storage equipment. The judge has also ordered that he be deported as soon as possible. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
A woman has been granted bail after appearing before the summary court on a charge of obtaining unauthorized personal information. The allegation relates to Fiona Coffey's time as an employee at the Health Services Authority. Prosecutors allege she accessed a patient's information on behalf of a friend without permission. The court scheduled a case management hearing for November 11th, with a trial set for January. She remains on bail. And the Cayman Islands Airports Authority is looking for prospective bidders for the construction of a nearly 3,200-square-foot maintenance warehouse and parking lot at Owen Roberts International Airport. The request for proposals, posted at cayman.bonfirehub.com, closes August 24th. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Lisa Costello. 19 people in Indonesia have been convicted of trafficking at least 34 babies. Some of the infants were sent to Singapore and others were sold in Jakarta. There have been further exchanges of fire between Iran and the United States. Iran says it's attacked two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz as the battle for control of the waterway continues. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say the Ebola outbreak is spreading further. It comes after a new affected health zone was confirmed in Ituri province. The acting governor of Russia's Belgorod region says 9 civilians have died in Ukrainian attacks in the last 2 days. The claim comes as the UN reports that civilian casualties in the war between Russia and Ukraine rose by more than a third in the first half of this year. Rescuers in eastern Afghanistan are trying to reach residents trapped under mud and boulders after flash floods killed at least 23 people. Many more are missing. South Korea's foreign ministry says a cyber attack on its training system last year may have exposed the personal data of thousands of diplomats. The full scale of the breach is still unclear. More than 8,000 people have signed a petition in support of a Turkish governor who was dismissed after pictures of him in cycling tights spread across social media. The governor of Ardahan province, Mehmet Fatih Çiçekli, was removed by presidential decree on Friday. A reason was not given. An Indian man has been jailed in Singapore after pleading guilty to stealing a diamond from a jewellery store and replacing it with a fake. The theft of the gem, worth almost $200,000, made headlines last month. BBC News.